Now, joining us on the Ticket Hotline is our Musers sports expert, the publisher of the Pulse Draft Newsletter. He's an NFL expert, and he also helps us out with big stories from time to time. And we understand that Ribby Pulse is covering the Pope's visit to the United States. Come in, Ribby.
Yeah, that's right there, motherfucker. How you doing there? How you damn doing?
Good. How are you? I guess you're joining us from Washington, D.C.
I am up here in the Washington District of C, and I tell you, I'm covering the Pope, and I'm covering the damn good Pope. I like this Pope. He's a good Pope, and 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 he's a good Pope. And, you know, I really like this. I like him much better than that stupid Benedict that we had in the office before.
Stupid.
Hey, don't say that.
He was just, you know, he wasn't accessible to the common man.
Mm-hmm.
And this Pope is really accessible to the common man.
I just wonder how close you can get to the Pope, though.
Oh, very close. Very close indeed. As a matter of fact, I was there as he landed yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I was standing out there with a crowd, huge crowd of people assembled there to welcome the Pope. He lands, and then the plane sits there for a while, and it was quite a scene. He took about 30 minutes. He finally emerges from his diamond-encrusted plane with Pope 1 painted on the tail fin. You guys have probably seen it. You know, of course, it has the big TCB lightning bolt on the fuselage and all that.
No, that's Elvis that had that.
But he emerged, and the crowd went nuts. They went crazy for this guy. Because there he is in all his papal splendor. You know, the flowing robes.
Yeah.
The grace.
Mm-hmm.
People were cheering as he was waving. He was just soaking it all up. He walks down the jet stairs, and then at the bottom of the stairs, he executed a series of impressive breakdancing moves.
No.
Oh, yeah. You've never seen him do this? I'm surprised it's not on YouTube. He did some popping and locking, did the robot.
Wow.
I think he hurt something, though, when he did the caterpillar. But he moonwalked halfway across the tarmac. And then, to top all that off, now this is within 15 minutes of him arriving, right? These people keep cheering. He doesn't even, I mean, he has to stay there because they're still clapping, right?
Right.
Then he turns and uses his magic to incinerate a nearby tree as the crowd goes wild.
Just to show off or what?
Tell you, it was unbelievable.
He doesn't do magic tricks.
Unbelievable. And I talked to him for quite a while yesterday.
You talked to the Pope.
Yeah, he and I played the back nine at Congressional.
There is no way.
You know, I remember him back before he was Pope Francis, you know, when he was just whatever his Mexican name was.
He's not from Mexico.
Well, no, he's a Mexican from Argentina, right?
Not exactly, no.
Oh. But, yeah, I talked to him for a while yesterday. We played, had fun, you know, telling old stories and all that sort of thing. And then I did an interview with him on my tape recorder system.
And let me guess, it didn't turn out, right? You don't have it.
No, most of it didn't turn out, but I did get the part where I asked him to make some picks for this weekend.
Some picks?
Yeah.
For what?
He's a huge sports fan. You want to listen?
All right, go ahead.
Let's see if we can hear this here. Here we go.
All right.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could, you know, give me kind of your picks for the weekend.
Okay, do you want to do it now, or?
Yeah, do it now. Do it damn now.
Okay, let's see. I have to take the Saints against the Panthers, obviously. I'll take the Redskins and the points.
It's
going to be a good game. Of course, I have to take the Cardinals as they host the 49ers. I think the Cowboys are going to surprise many people. I think Brandon Whedon is pretty good. I you know, it's funny, Ribby. I really like what he did at Oklahoma State. You know, he's older, but I think he really has a good arm. I have to say, you know, I was talking with the big man upstairs. You know, the one who created everything. He too really thinks that Brandon Whedon is going to have a really great week and a great time while Tony Romo is injured. You know, Brandon Whedon, Ribby, I remember one week when he had a really great game against Kansas and got the Big 12 Player of the Week award. You know, I'm a man of faith and I have faith in Brandon Whedon. So you can tell your NFL people that the Pope says so, you know, and this is ex cathedra. I'm speaking ex cathedra here, okay?
Yeah.
Now I have to tee off. Really, you're distracting me.
Man, sure enough.
Well, we doubted you, but you've got the evidence there.
On the back nine at Congressional.
Very impressive, Ribby.
He shot about a 49 on that back nine, too.
Well, that's not bad for his age.
For Congressional.
Not bad for his age. You know, he kept getting caught up in that skirt that he wears. You know, he wears that dress thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he just couldn't get to. He was having problems pronating and supinating and prostating. And so, but it was a great honor, and I was happy to cover it for the ticket. So,
thank you.
Pop, signing off from Washington D of Columbia. In 3, 2, 1, and 1.
Unnecessary.
There's the sign off with countdown. All right, it's 8:48.